Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where I share my thoughts when I park, sometimes in a chair and sometimes in my car. On this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people that we often take for granted. Curiosity generally meets gratitude. And my name is Jacob, and you're a part of the best audience on the internet. In this edition, we're going to be talking about a band called Hem. That's H-E-M. So Hem is a band out of Brooklyn and the New York area, it's really hard for me to describe this one to you guys. It's one of those, I have an emotional connection to their music, and I don't necessarily have the right words. And I'm hoping that I can create this particular edition to be able to just kind of send them a message of what I hear when I listen to their music. And so I don't have the full history of the band. I can tell you how I became introduced to them, and it was in Iraq in 2005, 2006. A friend of mine, and you got to remember, this is before MP3s being readily widespread and available and being able to share all those things. A friend of mine had showed up with, some of that music on CD and shared it with me. And so I ripped it, put it on my computer, and it became one of the songs I would play when I was trying to think through things and work through stuff. And so Hem has always been, you know, kind of my thinking music. As far as the style of music goes, it is nowhere near hard rock. It is calming and elegant. It's like, in some places, it's like listening to a Mozart quartet. And other times, it's just kind of this elegant, perfect composition. I mean, the way these guys created the music was just perfection. I haven't heard it that well done in that style. It was just really impressive, and it paid homage to, you know, a lot of folk music and classical music, but did it in a way where it was just so pleasant to listen to. And the subject of a lot of their songs, were very much about, you know, sadness or loneliness or a loss. And, you know, I was thousands of miles away from my family. And so, having music kind of work me through, you know, dealing with that was really powerful and helpful. And you know, the band has since split up. There were various, you know, things going on. I don't think as people they really worked well together. But musically, what they created was just brilliant. I mean, the vocals were awesome. The composition, you know, was really well done. It just, everything about it was so wonderful and meant a lot to me. And so every single one of their albums, and even the tracks that they kind of released when the internet felt new, right? And they'd release tracks that weren't quite done. I would take those and download them, and they were so beautiful. There's an old version of a song they did called Gently Down the Stream that just has, it doesn't have the words yet, right? But it's got kind of the tune, right? With the lead singer sort of humming or doing over the tune. And it's just tremendous. And so, you know, I don't know if the members of that band still pay attention to their Twitter account, but when I'm done with this episode, I want to tag them in it. And I want to be able to look them in the face and say, did you know I was listening? You know, like, did you guys have any idea when you were creating this music and sending it out there in the world that some soldier in uniform, you know, sitting in, you know, on a desert plateau in Iraq would be listening to this and that you would help him with the feelings of loneliness from missing his wife and kids, you know, and what that meant. Hem, H-E-M, right? It's I always wonder if I pronounce that right, because I think when I say the word, it might come off as him, H-I-M. But Hem, you guys taught me that sadness can have this layer of beauty, right? Loneliness can have this layer of beauty that you don't really notice unless you're just willing to accept that this is a part of life. And, you know, that's for the wider audience that's not in the band, you know, who I talk to on this podcast and YouTube channel. You know, sadness and loneliness are a part of what we deal with while we're here, while we are mortal. And it's okay to go through those feelings and emotions. It's absolutely okay to have those days where you're sad and to have those days where you're lonely. And if you give it time to study it, if you can get yourself calm, right, so you can study what that feeling is to you, what it's teaching you, there's something beautiful about it. I'm not saying it's healthy to always be sad or always be lonely, but for those moments when we naturally are, if we can calm ourselves down, there is a beauty in the sadness and in the loss that we feel in our life. And that's not always the lesson we're ready to hear when we're in those moments. But if you give it time to study it, you can find out that it's actually, there's something brilliant there. And for me, learning that that was there was through the music that Hem had produced. It's almost like they studied it and then figured out a way to put it together with some of the best just instrumental and vocal combinations I have ever heard. And I absolutely appreciate what that band did. So hopefully this will get to them. And I'm glad that it can get to all of the folks who regularly listen to this podcast. So that's pretty much it for this episode. This is the part where you skip ahead while I'm telling you to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find this. And then I'm going to tell you that this podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links you find in the show notes or over at parkingthought.com. And remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful? So to the band members who created that music, I'm very grateful. You've taught me a lot of, you've showed me a lot of what I needed to learn. And I'm not sure if you knew I was listening, but I was. And although I haven't seen an album from you guys for several years now, what you have left behind is probably still helping out quite a few people. And so thank you for all the hard work and the challenges that you had to go through to get to that body of work. It is much, much appreciated. That's it. We'll talk to you later. Bye.